Today's hits, yesterday's favorites, CKDR. Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Special time of the year, graduation time, and we have guests from Dryden High School with us this morning. Cindy Palermo, teacher and also master of ceremonies at the upcoming high school graduation ceremonies. Sydney Boyko and Lara Brown, who, I guess, are you graduating this year? What's happening?
Yes, we are.
How did that happen? My goodness, everything's speeding by, as parents know. It goes by very quickly for their kids. And we're here gathered today to talk about the ceremonies themselves and what you need to know. So, Cindy, talk about how things are going to go ahead on Friday, what we need to know.
Well, our graduation ceremony is going to be held at the Dryden Arena again in order to accommodate all of our students and all of their family and friends. It will take place on the main ice surface at noon. And every student has been given 7 yellow tickets, and those tickets will give entry to the ice floor surface seating to any family or friends. And if they needed more, we did have a few from students who didn't need as many, but any excess seating that's needed, people can sit up in the stands and they'll have a great view.
One of the things that we really need to know more about, because of construction that is going on at the arena, parking during the event.
I'm always concerned about logistics, and so we really want people to be thinking about where are you going to park when you come to the ceremony. So because the arena is under construction, part of that parking lot really isn't available. This is also the long weekend. We have July 1st and July 4th coming up, and we will have a lot of visitors to the community, and many of them might be using our lovely Safeway parking lot. And also the grads will be parading from the arena up Albert Street to the front of the high school for the cap toss and principal's tea at the end of the ceremony. So when you are coming to the graduation, you might want to consider possibly dropping people off. Maybe they would like to walk up with the students to the school and you can retrieve your vehicle later. But there really is not a lot of room. I wouldn't recommend parking on Albert Street because you will not be moving for a period of time while the students are parading up. So for people just to really plan where you are going to park and what might be the most convenient getaway for you when it's all over.
Now, it must be nice to have the principal's tea, as you mentioned. The principal's tea is coming back.
I was really excited about that because it's a really great opportunity for students to kind of relax after the ceremony, mill about with their friends, take some more photos, have parents get together for photos as well. So our two foods teachers, Christine Cooper and Byron McKenzie, they have worked to put together some homemade dainties. We'll have refreshments, and it's in Student Square at the high school. So whether it is raining or shining, people can gather together in the school after the cap toss.
Let's turn things over to our graduates, Sydney Boyko and Lara Brown, who have joined us as well this morning. Sydney and Lara, talk about the experience over the last, 4 years and what it's been like at Dryden High School. Sydney, let's start with you.
We didn't have a normal high school experience, you know, with everything going on. So it's really nice just to be able to actually celebrate like everything that we went through and have a relatively normal grad compared to other years. And I'm very excited about it.
Lara, your thoughts on that and what it's been like?
We got a lot more to experience in the last year since COVID happened. And it's been a lot more memorable. And we've been able to put on dances, Hoops for Heart, Carnival Day events.
Awesome. So great to hear that it's been a really good last year. So I don't know if you want to put it out there. You want to let everybody know what you're doing, post-secondary education?
I am going to college in Ontario.
And I'm going to Brock University for law.
Which makes her former law teacher really excited.
Awesome stuff. Graduation fast approaching for Dryden High School students at the end of this week. Master of Ceremonies, Cindy Palermo, and graduating students, Sydney Boyko and Lara Brown. Thanks for coming in this morning. Anything else before we let you go?
Just wanted to let parents know that your students need to come to Arena 2 at 11 o'clock. On Friday, they will be fed and watered. They should come with their caps and gowns, which they will be picking up this week. And we will be lining them up. We have a special visit from Eric Melillo, our MP, who wanted to come and greet the students. And then they will, after they're all lined up, head into the ceremony. The ceremony will start at 12 o'clock sharp, and it takes approximately 2 hours from start to finish, just so everybody has an idea. And we look forward to seeing everybody there. It'll be live streamed again, thanks to Paul Darling. So we will have a link to it. It will be sent to family members. It's not necessarily a public stream that everybody can get access to, but parents and family members of our students will have access to the website information to do that. And once again, we also have Michelle Hill this year will be our professional photographer. So all students will have professional photographs taken as they receive their diplomas. So parents can relax, put your phones away, sit back, watch your student graduate, and they will have access to all free photos to download in about a week or two after the ceremony from Michelle Hill's website.
Sydney, as well as Lara, graduates for Dryden High School in 2023, and Cindy Palermo, Master of Ceremonies and teacher at Dryden High School. Thanks very much for coming in this morning. And again, Lara and Sydney, best of luck.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.